What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 10th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Jock Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% bonus up to $50 on your first deposit at Jock Market. Today, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on DraftKings. Keep in mind that ownership projections and player projections will change throughout the day as we get more news. Be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock from 5 p.m. Eastern until 7 Eastern for more up-to-date information. But taking a look at five of the top tournament options early on in the day, coming in at number five, Evan Mobley is projected for 9% ownership with an 11% chance of being in the optimal lineup on DraftKings. He's power forward and center eligible, $7,300 in a favorable matchup against the Sacramento Kings. Mobley played about 35 minutes in his last game. He's likely to give you 34 to 36 minutes in any given game. And the Cavs do have a healthy 113 implied total here. The only reason that Mobley's not getting more ownership is just that there's an abundance of players that look a little bit better in terms of median projection or point per dollar projection. So it's driving down his ownership a bit, but he still has a very high ceiling in this spot against the Kings. Number four, Seth Curry projected for 12% ownership with a 14% chance of being in the optimal lineup. His salary is elevated to $6,600. He's only shooting guard eligible. Both of those things make it somewhat difficult to get to him. But the Sixers are once again without Tyrese Maxey and Shake Milton. That means the ball will be in Seth Curry's hands more. That leads to more assist opportunities. He has about a 27% assist percentage without those two on the floor this year. He also has about a 22% usage rate. And we know that he's one of the most efficient shooters in the league. So the slight bump in usage is good as well. Also has a favorable matchup tonight against the Houston Rockets. Number three, LaMelo Ball, only projected for 6% ownership with a 12% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's $9,300, point guard and shooting guard eligible in what should be a very high-scoring game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Ball only played about 26 minutes in his last game. That was a result of foul trouble, so we shouldn't read too much into that. The Hornets are relatively healthy now, so we've seen the playing time be a little bit less consistent for their main pieces, but on average, you can still expect 32 or 33 minutes from Ball, who's well over a fantasy point per minute producer. Number two, Al Horford, only projected for 4% ownership with an 11% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's a $5,800 power forward and center on DraftKings. Horford has struggled over the last month. He's averaged about 0.88 DraftKings points per minute over that time, but he also only has about a 44% true shooting percentage. You can say what you want about Horford. Maybe he's dropping off as the season goes on because he is older, but he's not going to continue to shoot that poorly, and he's likely to give you 28 to 30 minutes a night as long as he avoids foul trouble. He is very favorably priced at low ownership given his upside. And number one, the top tournament option on the slate, DeJounte Murray, projected for 17% ownership with a 27% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's $9,700, point guard only. He's averaged 1.5 DraftKings points per minute without Derek White on the floor this season. He has a 27% usage rate, a 41% assist percentage, and a 14% rebounding percentage. He does it all, and he's likely to give you 34 or 35 minutes tonight with White and others sidelined once again for San Antonio. So to reiterate, the top five tournament options on DraftKings: number five, Evan Mobley; number four, Seth Curry; number three, LaMelo Ball; number two, Al Horford; and number one, DeJounte Murray.